Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus to the Yama Yoshev Tzion for Memorasi Shehichiu. Smosh Ner Sats Ramosh and Mordechai Ben Nil Krenka Shlita, Davri Ben Ziva, Golan Ben Gavriela, Matan Ben Dvora, and Nishmas Mer Sats Mosh Mordechai Ben Gavriela, Sats Chancha Meir Zeb, Mishmas Mer Sats Ben Mer Yaakov Tzvi, and Rav Zizhishu Ben Rav Yosef, and Nikamor and Bava Basra, at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, we have a case where somebody says to someone else, what are you doing on my land? And he says, I have a shtar, I bought it from you, I have a shtar. And he says, it's a shtar mezuyaf, and the person leans over and whispers to Rabbah, it's true, it's a shtar mezuyaf, but I lost the shtar, the good shtar, and I said, I'll take this, I'll use this shtar. So that's what the machzik said, the one who possessed it. Who do we believe? Rabbah says, we believe the person with the shtar. He says, he could have said it's a good shtar, he didn't see his amigo, could have lied. Would have been easier for him, but instead he said that it really is a shtar mezuyaf. He just lost the other one. And Mamela, we can believe the machzik. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you samich on the shtar, it's a shtar mezuyaf. So therefore, you give it to the challenger, the one who originally owned the land. The Gemara is a similar case then, with money. Someone says, you owe me money. Give me 100 dinars. Here's the shtar. And the other says, it's a shtar mezuyaf. So he leans over and he says to Rab, it's true. I had a good shtar. I lost it. And I'll use this one. But really, I had a good shtar. So Rab says, same thing. Malo l'shaka. Why would he lie? He obviously originally did have a good shtar. Otherwise, why would he mess himself over and say that it's really mezuyaf? He could have just said it's a good shtar. So it must be he's telling the truth. He really had a good shtar and it got lost. And Rabbi Yosef says, what are you samech on the shtar? It's a shtar mezuyaf. Same story. So what's the halacha? So Rav Idi Baravin says the halacha in the land is like Rabba, that the person who's machzik the land, who came to hold on to it now, who's sitting on the land now, he gets the land. And Rav Yosef, and the halacha with the money is like Rav Yosef. Not like Rabba, it's the person who's holding on to the money. In other words, we don't believe the person with the shtar. In the first case, we believe the person with the shtar. In the second case, we don't believe the person with the shtar. He's samech on the shtar. The shtar is mezuyaf. And the Gemara explains why. He's in the land. Wherever the land is, you let him keep it. So this guy's holding on to the land. He's machzik the land right now. The person with the shtar. So you let him keep the land. And in the money, you let the person who's holding on to the money keep it. And he's the person who's approached with the shtar, but he says, it's not a good shtar, and Taka isn't a good shtar. So whoever's holding on to it gets to keep it, whoever's machzik right now. And the other one, Tamoitim Echavero, Olabaraya, Adkan Midivrei Hasukya. Tosfos writes, Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirush Masafkala Kaman Hilchas Abitzorch Litchok Lefarash Ulchalik Bein Sveikud Cheretzel Sveikud Dedina. So the Rashbam says we're Mesupik who the halacha is like, and therefore we go we follow the person who's we give it to the person who's holding on to the land. And says we have to be mechalik between a Safik of Trey Utrey and a Sveikud Dedina. Two witnesses against each other, in our case, which is a suffik and din. Because when it comes to sveka de tre utre, like bar shatya, right, ksubas, 20 be someone is sometimes sane, sometimes insane, and you want to know when he sold the land, there's an argument between two sets of witnesses if he sold it in his sanity or in his insanity. Did he sell it sanity or insanity? So what do we say? We say it's an argument between two witnesses. So we say that we give it to the Marakama. The Bar Shati is a Marakama. This person has owned it originally. We don't know what to do, so give it to the original owner. So that's when it's Trey Utrey. Hasam Havu Trey Utrey. Come on, the lesson of time. So the two witnesses cancel each other out. Canceling out penalties, first down. Canceling out penalties, we fall back on the Marakama. Bukminanar Becheskas Marakama. Aval Hacha de Misafkal and Dina Kaman. Here we have a Sveik de Dina. There it's a Safik in the Trey Utrey. Here it's a Sveik de Dina. We don't know what the din is like. Do we believe the guy, the fellow with the shtar, the fellow who's who says the shtar is mezuyif, who correctly says the shtar is mezuyif, so it's a sfeika de dina. Hasam lo shaku la alameim ukame aches kismarakama. The noitzim yada muhsik there, we don't take it out of the hands of the marakama, we don't give it to the marakama. And wherever is muhsik is muhsik. Whoever is muhsik is muhsik. Right now. In other words, we don't give it to the marakama. When it comes to a sveika d'dina, we don't give it to the original owner. We don't fall back in the chazaka, but rather whoever is holding on to it now is the one who gets to keep it. That's when it comes to sveika d'dina. And when it comes to sveika d'trei u'trei, you fall back in the original chazaka, whoever owned it originally, whoever is the marakama. Famous Mishnah, Lamelech Hilchos Tumas Tzeras 2:1. He explains as follows. Says Moireinu v'Rabbeinu Baal HaMishnah LeMelech to explain this chiluk that when do we say that we fall back in the chazaka? That's in a suffix in the Metzias. We don't know what the Metzias is. So let's go with when we knew. Let's fall back on the Metzias that we were sure about. We were sure that the land originally was Barshatias. So we give it to Barshatias. It's 2 against 2. We don't know what the Metzias was when he sold it. So what do? We say we fall back on the original chazaka. We say we don't know whether or not the sale was a valid sale. But we do know that originally it was owned by Barshatya, so then we just assume nothing changed, and it still belongs to Barshatya. So that's all when it comes to a suffix in the Metzias, when it's trei u'trei, 2 against 2. However, if a maisa, we know the maisa was done, we know what the metzias is, we just don't know what the din is. In other words, what did God tell Moses? I never understand, well, why do they call Moshe Moses? Like, why does Moses make it more English than Moses? Like, how do they get from Moshe to Moses? And why does Moses make it more English? I know plenty of Americans named Moshe. Anyway, so what did God teach Moses? Can we say then we're mesupik what God taught Moses? We have a sveika d'dina. We say, give it to the original person? Is that what God told Moses? Just because somebody has a chazaka, that's going to change what God told Moses? No. So when it's what Hashem told Moshe, we have no idea what Hashem told Moshe. So what is the marakama have to, how is that going to change what Hashem told Moshe? So therefore, we don't give it to the marakama. We don't give it to the muhsak, the original muhsak. Because whether the person was originally a muhsak doesn't change what Hashem told Moshe. But when it comes to a suffix in the Metzias, there we can say, listen, we don't know what happened. So we'll assume that nothing happened. Until we know that something was changed, we don't change it. That's when it comes to a suffix in the Metzias. Until you know something changed, we assume nothing changed. But here we know exactly what happened. The question is, what did Hashem teach Moshe? So there, the marakam is not going to help you. Only when there's a suffix in Metzias, the marakam helps you. So that's the Heilige Mishnah LeMelech. However, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moron Hagoyin Reb Shimon Zatzal in Shar Beis, Perek Tes in the Shari Yosher, Dibur HaMasel L'Chei Nerali writes, he's Masig, and he says, Hadvorim Eilu K'moshem Einam Miskablam Li, One second. You say the din doesn't change? The din can't change because somebody is a muhsuk. So you know what? The mitzias can't change because you know he's a muhsuk. The gamas sveka de uvda yevshe litzayer shebishvil chaskasu shalze yishtana hamitzias. His argument is that when we have a suffix in the Metzias doesn't change because somebody has a muhsuk. So he's originally a muhsuk in the karka, yeah, but we don't know what happened. Something happened over here. Something happened over here, and we don't know what. So how can you say, oh, because he's a muhsuk, it must be that nothing happened? Ma pitom. There was no change in ownership. Maybe there was a change in ownership. We don't, just like the din isn't going to change because he's a muhsuk, the metzias is also not going to change because he's a muhsuk. So just like we said, the din is not going to change because he's the muhsuk, and therefore we don't give it to the muhsuk. So we also shouldn't say that we should also not say that. Right? We should say that the metzias is not going to change because he's a muhsuk. You're right, he's a muhsuk, but we don't know what the metzias is. Maybe he's not a muhsuk anymore. Shebishvil cheskas hatame yischas ramayim and amikva, or bishvil cheskas teva yachmit hayayin. Ukvar biyanu leil perak beis deinin yichazak levar hametzias. Chazak is not mevar hametzias. You can't say because the guy who goes into the mikvah, he went in time. We have a suffix about a mikvah. So we say, you know what? The person going into the mikvah is tummy. So it must be that the mikvah is not, we have a suffix if it had 40 sa, and the person going in was tummy. So let's assume that the mikvah was chaser, and he retains his, who says? We don't know what the metzias is. Maybe he's not tummy anymore. Or let's say somebody was mafresh truma on wine. But maybe he became chachoymetz. So we don't say, ah. Because originally it was tevel, so we assume that the wine was became vinegar, and the hafresh is no good. Chazaka doesn't tell us the metzias. And since Chazaka doesn't tell us the metzias, here we have a suffix in the metzias. So we don't know what happens. It says Reb Shimon, if we don't know what happens, so how does it help us to give it to the Marukama? Maybe he's not the Marukama anymore. Just like we have a Sveika Dedina. Just because he originally owned it, well, that doesn't change what God told Moshe. Here also, we know he originally owned it. It doesn't change anything. And we know that he originally was a Muhsuk. That's not going to change the Metzias, so whether or not there was a valid sale. So that's Reb Shimon's argument. Truth is, I can see both sides. And now we are going to go on the derech of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Mo'oreinu Hagon Rabbi Abba Zatzal. And we are going to see where we can go with this. Asav v'nirei. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Adafayin Tes Amar Aleph, that it quotes the Mishnah, that if you have a mikvah, which was nimdad v'nimtza chaser, you have a mikvah which was measured and found to be chaser. So all the tyrus that were, everything that was purified there, sarish seyachet, sarish sarabim, sarish seyachet normally were machmir and sveik, which rabim were mekel. But it doesn't matter. Here we have a mikvah shenim v'nimtza chaser. Everything is tame. And the Gemara says, why? Because the gilamemer hamei tame al cheskaso. You know why? Because we're mamid the tamei al cheskaso, and we say that he wasn't tovel. So then the Gemara argues and says, no, adarabba, hamei mikvah al cheskaso, v'hema lo chaser. So then the Gemara says, afakert, be mamid the mikvah al cheskaso, and say that the mikvah is not a mikvah chaser. So don't be mamid the tamei al cheskaso and say the mikvah is chaser. Be mamid the mikvah al cheskaso and say the mikvah is not chaser. And then the Gemara says, Vayter, hari chaser lefanecha. But right now it's chaser in front of you. It's like the Gemara there says, you have tarati l'reisa. You have two strikes against you. And this the ritva writes over there, kashilan, amayaz lina basar cheskas tamei, Nezo baser cheskas tyrus shenaga b'hem. Shehayu b'cheskas tyrus b'lo natame misafek. Wait a second. We want to follow the cheskas tamei. Right? Because look, it's chaser lefanecha. And also, he went in tamei. So we want to follow the cheskas tuma, but wait a second. What about the tyrus that he touches, the pure things that he touches that we want to be metame? Nezo baser cheskas tyrus shenaga b'hem. Shayu b'cheskas tayre v'lo natame misafik. Why don't we follow the cheska, chazaka of the tyrus that he touches and say that they're tar? Why, we're metame the tyrus that he touches. Why can we do that? Well, why don't we go with their chazaka? We shouldn't be metame misafik. Vikala meimal, dikevim devade noga behem. Ein lem shuv chazaka. No, he touched them, is no longer chazaka. Chay nidal beis hillel. The time of frele says karas shenaga. Right, Anida, who's where Matame, all everything she touches for the last for the last 24 hours, became the Vadi Naga Nafkutaris Mechaskas, and she definitely touched. So they lose their Cheskas Tyra. Who can Ida Gufa? Where did Amchom Makum Diga Vade Magas? He's like Anida. And therefore, so when there's a Vade Maga, we say that the item loses its Cheskas Tyra. For laws lein abasik Cheskas Tyras Kishlofik b'Maga Atzma. We only file the cheskas tyrus if there's a suffix if there was touching at all. Maybe he didn't touch. Shemelef shemelei noga. So again, the retvot gefrekt akashe. The retvot gefrekt, the retvot sha'al, why do you file the cheskas tum of the person? File the cheskas tyrus of the things that he touched. The answer is, if you know that he touched it, it loses its cheskas tyrus. Only if you're mesupik if he touched. That's a different story. So, we have to understand what's the svara of the ritva. Why? He says that if you definitely touched, there's no chazaka. So you can't say that the pshat is that since mitzah tarti l'reya said there's a psak din vadei tumah l'adam, so therefore that's effective for the tyrus that he touches, because the ritva says it's the Gabi Nida, that she's Metame the Mafreya Leis Leis. And there, it's only Tumas Sufik, like we see Chul in the Nida 6a. That if she touches Truma, they're not eaten and they're not burned. It's only Sufik. And yet, the Ritva says that since Vade Noga Hanida B'Tairus, Nafku Tairus V'Chazkasan B'Dinam Kisa Sufik, the Sufik Kinida Gufa. In other words, you want to say that it's because there's Tarati L'Reyesa, but by Nida, there's no Tarati L'Reyesa. There's no Vada. I want to say there's a Tarati L'Reyesa because the Mikvas Chasir L'Fanecha and the person that came in with the Cheskas Tuma. So since you have two strikes against him, maybe we've psaked in Vadai, and that's why if he touches it, everything he touches loses its Cheskas Tyra. But by Nida, there's no Chapsakt in Vadai, it's only a Suffolk. And yet we're Metame. If there was a Vadai Nigiyah, Vadai Maga. So that pshat wouldn't work. And also, if you look at the lashon of the Ritva, it's he doesn't say it's because there's a psak din vadei ala adam. But since there's a din vadei naga behem, therefore he has a din kenida gufa. Al kein dino kenida gufa. Vayinu shekol dinam ukedina adam. That the din of what was touched is like the nida herself. So it's not because we have a psak din vadai on the person. Because again, that doesn't stem with nida. We don't have a psak din vadai on the person. And also, the Ritva explains that kevim de vadai naga, since she definitely touched, nafku tyrus mechaskas, and the tyrus no longer have a cheskas tyra. V'hu kenida gufa. And it's like the nida itself. So we always say there's a vadai maga. We don't go basa cheskas tyrus. So, what's the pshat? That if it was definite negia, it loses its chazaka. The item loses its chazaka. Why is that so? You're right, there was definite negia. Maybe there's no tuma. Why does it lose its cheskas tyra? Because it was vadai negia. So, it would appear that we could explain the ritva as follows. By Sveikis, there are two inyanim. One is the Etzem Hadin Safik, and the other is the Oifen HaSafik. Lamashal. A get that was thrown. Safik Karov Loi, Safik Karov La. Etzem Hadin Safik, Hu Beha'ishem Nizgalsha, Olo Nizgalsha. If you have a get that was thrown, and we're not sure, was it closer to him or closer to her? What's the din? The din Safik is the woman. If it's closer to her, she's Megoreshes, and if not, not. And the suffix is whether the get was karavla, that's oifen ha-suffix. So the din suffix is a din in the isha. The oifen ha-suffix is where did the get fall? The ritvaz mechadesh, that by tairis shanaga behem ha-adam, that when a person who's suffix tame touches tairis, the suffix is not in the tairis. He definitely touches the tyrus. We have no doubts about the tyrus. The tyrus were definitely get touched. Where's our doubt? Our doubt is on the person. Eladin safik hu beha'odom. Im hu tame o lo. V'nimsa lefize. Da'adin safik shebe tyrus hu im ha'odom tame o lo. In other words, we want to know the whole din of tyrus is about the person. And since the whole din suffix is in the person, memela, you can't say they have a cheskas tyra. Their din is kedina adam. That's what he says. It's kenida gufa. The whole din here is on the person. The whole question here, the whole focus is on the person. What's the person's status? So this person, he has tarati l'reisa. So it's not because we have a psak din vaday on the person. Because by neither it's not a psakdin vade, but rather because we have a psakdin on the person. Once you have a psakdin on the person, so that's now going to apply to the tyrus. You can't say the tyrus have a cheskas tyra because they were touched. Once they were touched, so now the question is the person touched them. This person touches it, so now the question is what's with the person? We don't have a shayla on the tyrus, on the pure things. We have a shayla on the person who touched the pure things. What is his status? And therefore the items get the person's status. So by Anita she's suffic tumea, so they become toilin lochlin below sarfin if she touches truma. And by a person who went to the mikvah, when he touches tyrus, so we're metame, because he is a psakdin of tuma. Since we pass in shatar to the reyasa, he's tame. So Mamela, they get his din. Whatever he touches gets his din. L'chora, this is difficult from Mikvah Shanim Derbenim Sechaser. Because there we say, Tarati L'Reyesa. There's two strikes. What are they? Cheskas Tameh and Chaser L'Fanecha. He has a Cheskas Tumah. And the Mikvah is lacking in front of you. And there also, why don't we say that the din Safek is not in the Adam, Hatoiva. Why don't we say it's in the mikvah? The Adam, we know into the mikvah. Just like we know that the item was touched. If we know the item was touched, so we focus on the toucher. So here also, we know that he went to mikvah. So now what's the shayla? The shayla is, what's the status of the mikvah? What's the status of the mikvah? And the answer is, the mikvah had a chazak of shalei. Mikvah doesn't have tarati the reisa. Mikvah only has one reisa. Chasil lefanecha, but it had a cheskus at a chazak of the meikar that it was shalem. So why don't we go with the chazak of the mikvah? If you want to say that, just like when the person touches the item, we know he touched it. The question is, what's his status? So the item loses its cheskus tyra, and it doesn't have. We don't look at this cheskus tyra when we look at the status of the person. So here also, when a person goes into the mikvah, we know he went into the mikvah. And the question is, what's up with the mikvah? What's the status of the mikvah? So the mikvah is shalem, so it had a cheska shalem, so he should be tar. So this whole pshat that we wanted to give in the ritva is difficult. Because if it's correct, that we don't focus on the item, we focus because we know there was a touching. We focus on the person who touched it. So the same thing when the person goes into the mikvah. We know that he went into the mikvah, that's not the shashas. What's the status of the mikvah? The mikvah's status of it was shalim before, so maybe we should make it. We should say that he's tar. We don't. V'chein kasha l'gabi almanas isa, which we had a shiur in recently, in our series of shiurim in Meseches Ksubis 14a. A woman who marries a suffik chala. We say there we're mamet her b'cheskes kashrus l'kahuna. Vahasim nami noimar, Shehadin Safek Eino Be'isha. Ela B'Safek Chala. We know that she had beer with him. So what is her Cheskus Kashrus going to help? She had beer with the Safek Chala. With Safek Chala. So what's the Safek Chala? We should say about her children that they're Chalalim. Nikavim, Nikavim, Chalalim, Chalalim. How can you be Samech on her Cheskus Kashrus when the child is by her husband? Was he a Chalal or not? So that's the question. My Rabbi Sai, we like to be Mechalik between these two cases. And Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, will hopefully allow us to continue. And we are going to see a Hemshech of Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.